The Senate is currently debating the Farm Bill, which funds agricultural subsidies and food stamps. The bill is $23 billion slimmer over the next 10 years than previous farm bills. So, Senator Landrieu, how much of those cuts would fall on Louisiana farmers?
I don't know the exact number, but rice has contributed probably more than other commodities to the savings, which is the bone of contention. We do have a deficit issue, and we've been trimming all the budgets, including the defense budget, including health and hospitals and education. So the farm bill is no exception. It's going to have to take, you know, some reductions. The farm bill wants to switch to a different kind of framework than what we've had in the past.
So the framework is what has changed that's kind of got these cuts leaning more heavily than you think they should on rice farmers. Can you explain a little bit what the shift is there that's causing that to happen?
Well, in the past, we've had basically what we call a direct payment system. And price support systems for all of our commodities. And under the new system, it's moving more to an insurance system for all farmers in the country. And, you know, some areas of the country that works better than in others, and our area happens to be one that it doesn't work well in. And so that's what the negotiations are about.
Federal transportation funding is expiring at the end of June. Congress doesn't have much time to get a new bill on the books with that. And there's two provisions attached to the transportation bill that you have championed. One is the Restore Act, which would make sure 80% of penalties BP pays under the Clean Water Act for the 2010 spill goes to Gulf states. The other is the Keystone XL pipeline, which would bring a pipeline between the Gulf and Canada. It seems like that the XL pipeline is what's been holding up the transportation bill in Congress. Is that correct?
Yes, and I am a supporter of the Keystone pipeline. However, I don't think the Keystone pipeline should hold up the transportation bill. The transportation bill will create or help to sustain over 3 million jobs in the United States, and we need those jobs. And yes, the Keystone pipeline, you know, what the estimates are that it will help create, you know, 6,000 new jobs. But we need to move forward on this transportation bill. If we don't get a long-term bill, and it looks less likely that we will, this will be the ninth short-term extension, which means that every 3 months or 6 months we're up for an extension. It doesn't give any state, any county, the ability to plan transportation projects. You know, and some of our major contractors, like Bow Brothers, of course, in New Orleans, or Gibson, you know, out of Lake Charles, or, you know, other of our contractors, we need them to kind of know what the